And in studio now, I have Ciara Doyle and Owen O'Kelly. And we're going to be talking to key members of the Health Heroes Organising Committee. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Okay, tell us what's happening with Health Heroes. Let's go back. One of you go back and tell me how this all got established.
Go on.
Okay, well, basically, we're a group of young people. There's 8 of us on the committee. And when the Olympics was happening, Cadbury's ran this initiative called Spots v Stripes that was doing family fun days in the local area. We ended up helping out at these because of our involvement in the young community leaders. And we decided we love running family fun days so much that we need to find an excuse to do it.
Okay.
And so Health Heroes were established, but we needed to do something much more than family fun day. So we were promoting healthy lifestyles with our newsletters and with all different activities we ran through the year.
Okay. And before we go any further, this is on the 20th of September, but if people register before, say, the end of the day tomorrow, they'll receive a free goodie bag. So how do they register?
If they go on to northsidepartnership.ie/health/heroes, there's a link there that will send you to an Eventbrite, and it's very self-explanatory after that one.
Okay, and apart, just to clarify everything on the day and the 20th, people can just turn up as well, I suppose.
Yeah, they can.
Okay, now do you change the location? Are you going to say anything today, Owen?
I will, yeah. The plan is to go ahead with Clontarf. If the weather is too bad, we'll...
Just put your hand on the end of that and pull it towards you a little bit.
Push off in the day. But the plan is to go to Clontarf because the day will be starting, registration starting from 12.
Mm-hmm.
With the walk starting at 1 o'clock. We'll have a warm-up session done by either one of the members of Dublin City Council or a fitness instructor they'll be bringing in. So they'll be qualified and do a warm-up with us. Mm-hmm. And then we'll head off on the walk from 1 o'clock. And while people are still finishing up the walk, there'll be the family fun zone will be starting from 2 o'clock to 4:30.
Okay, and this is all on the seafront where the grass, all that part of it. You won't be going onto the beaches or anything.
No, the meeting point is a car park across from the Clontarf Post Office and Methodist Church, and we'll be starting from there and walking up to the wooden bridge, and that works out at 2.5 kilometres. So we'll walk up there and loop back and finished on the 5K with the family fun area back at the car park.
Okay, now this started on just the end of August there, Ciara. So how's it been going? The reaction, it started on the 28th, 4 weeks.
The reaction has been incredible. We have...
I hope you didn't fall asleep on me there, did you?
No, sorry. We have over 200 people registered for it so far. The reaction we've gotten is just mind-blowing, to be perfectly honest. We even got the support of some politicians that put it into their newsletters and everything. People are just genuinely interested in this. The amount of phone calls I've been getting up going, what's this about? Is there any chance you'll send me information and I'll send it to all my contacts as well?
And you were working with a lot of senior citizens over the years as well. Many interested there because you'd got a great response to that as well.
Oh yeah, no, there is several senior citizens that are signed up to do it, and I know my granny's bringing a load of her friends. So.
Okay. And the 4 weeks, is it something different that you've been doing over the 4 weeks?
Oh, our activity trail, yeah. That was interesting. We got a qualified sports instructor to come into the parks in Stardust and Edenmore to teach people how to use that exercise equipment that all too often just get graffitied. But we had people in the park the past 3 weeks out using them.
Yeah.
And there'll be another session next Thursday as well.
Okay, I know I went off the track because this is about the coastal walk, but I was just very interested in the 4 weeks because the County Council have actually put up all the new stuff in Edenmore Park.
Yeah.
And I was out there last week and I took a walk around and I actually sort of got jumped on a few of the things. And they're quite strenuous. They're terrific. They're absolutely great. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they're like in other parks, but it's terrific. And I've seen a few, but they're quite diverse in Edenmore Park.
Yeah.
Maybe that's somewhere you could have one of your strenuous fun days as well.
Yeah.
It's terrific as well. So that was the reason I sort of went off track a little bit. So do you find that people, when they know these things are available, will take use of them?
Yeah, I think for the most part people do. For the activity trail, we've had people there, not as many as could be, but we have had people turn up. As I said, for the coastal walk, that one, people are just jumping. Like, registrations within the first, I think, week, we had upwards of 50 people registered within a couple of days, as far as I remember. And now it's up to over 200 people registered. So when they know us there, it's there. Like with our launch event, we had hundreds of people turn up in a day, and people do actually would turn up. Like launch event, it was raining. It was supposed to be in Stardust as well, but we moved it into the Clash of Doolig, and we had people turn up to Stardust in the rain to go out in the day. And we had to go over and say to them, it's actually Clash of Doolig, and they'll come on over.
I think it shows the example, though, that people are looking for activities for the family, really. Oh, I mean, yeah. There's very few. And get the kids back healthy again, keep them away from all these screens and all this high-tech. Maybe get them just down and as a family, I suppose. And this is what this coastal walk is all about.
Yeah,
it's a 5K. So from the car park, how far is that? You'd have to change that into miles for me.
We're young. We only go on the kilometer system.
Okay, right.
Well, it's just up to the wooden bridge and back.
Okay.
So it works out at the 5K. So it's, I don't know miles.
Okay. So so have you got enough in there and you can still take more, because you said people can turn up on the day?
Yeah, people can turn up on the day. And as you said, we have the family fun zone afterwards. So if you can't make it up for the walk, but you can make it up to the family fun zone, you can.
Okay, now the fun zone, that's quite... there's a lot of diversions in that for the whole family. What else have you got? I mean, you've got picnics. What else have you got?
So we have the picnic area. We have face painters coming in. We have bouncy castles. We have games for everybody. So traditional games like Jenga, Connect Four... What else are we missing?
We have more active games like our novelty races, which will keep the kids entertained.
Okay. Well, I do know. I mean, I can tell you that you're going to have a problem for a start separating the senior citizens with the kids, because you're going to have the older people pushing the kids out of the bouncy castle, because we love bouncy castles. And just a big aspect of this is that it is all free. There's no charge at all. All you have to do is turn up on the day. But again, give us the information, Ciara, if people want to register early to get that goodie bag.
Yeah, so if you want your goodie bag, register by tomorrow night on northsidepartnership.ie/healthieras.
Okay. How long is this going to go on for? As long as you can keep it going?
That's the hope. We have one more event planned for this year. So after our coastal walk, we have an intergenerational event planned in November. We haven't had set the date or anything yet for that yet. But if we have plans to try to see, can we continue? There's no guarantee that we can, but we'll try our best.
Okay. It won't come to me at the moment, but there's a term when people sit around the table and they get ideas up. What do they call that now? Anyway, is this the way you work out how you decide what you're going to do? Do you have a few of you around the table and you keep coming up with ideas?
Yeah, that's basically how it started off.
Yeah.
We had some people that were very interested in intergenerational and getting senior citizens involved, and we pushed for that event, and there were some people that really wanted to walk. We had so many ideas at the start of the year. Some of them had to get scrapped. Mm-hmm. We just didn't have the funding for it, but... that was how it works. Everybody got a say, everybody got to put forward ideas. And even then, when it comes down to the actual planning of the events, like the coastal walk, everybody came up with ideas for what games they wanted involved in the day.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
That's a great way of doing it. I'd love to know, did any of the seniors and them come up with any old games? I'd love to see some of the old games that kids used to play come back that have been lost, because they're really, really terrific for getting the kids' minds going and all the sort of thing. Really terrific.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into them now.
No.
But no, they're really terrific. You should ask some of the senior citizens about the games they used to play maybe 40, 50 years ago.
Okay.
And are you learning things yourself?
Yes.
You're doing all this.
Yeah.
Always a learning process doing
this. Yeah, like when we were organising it, we're not just sitting down going, right, we'll have a bouncy castle, we'll have face painters. Like, between all of us, we're either... some of us are only just starting work and others are in college or whatever the case is, because the committee, the age of the committee is from 18 to, I think, 23 is the oldest. So none of us are in work long, and we actually have to go out and make the phone calls, do the organising. So we're there phoning up the bouncy castle saying, can you supply us with XYZ? We need these for this set area. This is the amount of space we have. We have to go and plan all this out to actually learn and to use these skills as well. So
So they're great skills for business as well as else. Can I ask you about, when you ask a lot of young people today what they want to do with their lives and stuff like that, and most of them are not sure, even finishing college, they're still not sure of a direction and all that sort of carry on. Has this been part of what you thought you would like to do, or is this putting you in a direction completely different to what you wanted to do? I'll ask you first, Noel.
Well, it is and it isn't. Like, I don't know. I'd always wanted to be in an instance where I'd be dealing with people and helping people, but it just wasn't necessarily like community involvement directly. Like, I wanted to be like a music teacher or a guard. Mm-hmm. And now what I do now is I deal with people and doing these things on like a weekly basis, daily basis. So I'm dealing with the people and I'm organising. So it's different than what I was looking at in the first place, but yeah, I'm still dealing with people. So
yeah. Well, the guards, of course. I mean, if you're a guard, you'd be down to music as well. What about you, Ciara? Has your ideas changed in any way?
My ideas haven't changed. I'm completely different from this. I actually study pharmaceuticals. I want to do that. But I always want to do this on the sideline. It just fascinates me so much. We have so much fun talking to people, and then everybody on the committee knows I'm a ridiculously organised person, so I love the organising of it all.
Oh, great. My head just flashed there for a minute. When a woman says to me, I'm thoroughly organised, I want to say, oh, God, I'd never get a sleep on there. But get up out of that. Anyway, when you say cosmetics, did you mean in a chemical sense, chemistry sense, or did you mean forensically sense?
No, chemical sense. I want to make tablets.
Okay.
Going to find some cure one day.
Okay. So it's more forensic and chemistry you put together. Okay, so you're staying on the same path, but you might change.
Yeah, I might change that. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if you find a great cure for a lot of things that's out there, I'm not being flippant about this at all. That means that you'll have more people to worry about for give fun days too as well, because people are living longer today. Anyway, it's great to have you. And is there anything else you want to get in there? Do you want to give out all that information out again then before you leave?
Before I give out the information, can I just say we're also going to have the Dublin Samba Band that will start off the walk and parade with the people for a while. So that a bit of music to encourage you. 5K seems like a long distance.
Okay. We'll get Connie to go down there. She's good at the samba. No doubt about that. Okay.
So for the goodie bag, go on to northsidepartnership.ie/healthheroes. And if you have any other questions about the event, you can ring us on 085-201-9415.
Give us that again.
085-201-9415.
Okay, I'll give that out again later on as well. Listen, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure having you in here. And I don't know whether it's me getting older or you looking younger, but I think what they should do is put the webcam over this side to have it on you instead of over here. But anyway, thank you very much. That's Ciara Doyle and Owen O'Kelly. Thank you very much. And that's on the 20th of September. Yeah. Thanks a lot.